Hello and welcome to this episode of the AF Mentors podcast. Today I want to talk to you about, well, let me just get my notes up here. I hope everyone's had incredible Christmases and is ready to absolutely smash January. What I want to talk to you about today is the notion that you need a bigger following. Now, I know I go on about this quite a lot, but honestly, the vast majority of coaches that I work with don't need a bigger following. They don't actually often need more leads. Sometimes they do. Okay, so there's kind of two camps. There's the people who actually just don't sell enough and then are surprised that they have no leads. Like, invite people in, you know, and it doesn't have to be salesy all the time. It can just be like, if you also struggle with this, message me coaching and let's see if I can help you. No one's going to find that annoying. They're going to be like, oh, that's quite helpful. If I don't want to do that, I just won't. I'm choosing to follow this person. And they've said, if you want some help, message me. Cool. If I don't want any help, I just won't message. It's not in your face salesy all the time, right? You can just be a genuine human. And advice I always give on selling is think how you like to be sold to. Think how you like to be communicated to. You do want to give the opportunity of like, hey, you know, I've been asking a lot of people in DMs recently for AFM, like, how are you thinking of joining AFM this year? They can easily say yes or no. I'm not throwing it in their face. And it's got me a ton of new leads and now I'm basically full one-to-one, which is great. So if you are thinking of signing up and you want to work with me specifically, don't hang around because I'm capping my numbers more than I did last year. And basically full. I think I've got space for like 3 or 4 more. Anyway, the point of this isn't that, although that was a good example of inviting you in. And if you don't want to, cool, you can just keep listening and getting free information. And if you do, take some action because I've given you a prompt to do so. Anyway, I would say probably about 50% of the coaches I work with don't need more leads. They need a better follow-up process. And most people don't have that. And there are kind of 3 steps to do this. I'm going to keep it real simple so you can go away and action this straight away. You want to think about the first step being, are you nurturing these people? Because if they're not ready to sign up yet, where are they going? How are you nurturing them? Because a lot of people just leave it as like, okay, well, maybe they'll just keep consuming my Instagram content and then hopefully someday they'll sign up. If someone isn't ready to invest in your coaching yet, it's usually because they haven't seen the value in what you do yet. So you want to show them. And if you're hoping that the Instagram algorithm's going to do that, I wouldn't bet my business on that, right? And there's only so much that you can show people on short form Instagram content anyway. Most people will have to consume a ton of that to then sign up. As an example of this, I would probably, if I was going to put a value on this, be like, okay, you'd maybe have to follow me for months to actually see, let's say, you know, someone's very engaged and let's say they see even 50% of the content I put out. Now, it's short form. They're not going to read all of them. Some of them might trigger their interest. Some of them might not. Some of them they're not even going to see. So even of the 50% that is shown to them, they might only read like 20%, right? Imagine how long it's going to take, especially if you're someone who doesn't put out as much consistent content as I do, to actually get to know me, like me, trust me, and get enough value from me that they would think about investing in me. Now flip that to if I'd had a brief conversation with them and then was like, here, listen to this podcast. I know you're not ready to sign up for coaching yet, but I think this is going to be really useful based on the fact you've told me you struggle with emotional eating. I just did a full episode with one of my coaches, Maureen, who's a real specialist in this. That, if they listen to that, is way more valuable than hoping that they just like watch more of my, or in what am I looking for? Ingest, consume, are exposed to more of my Instagram content, right? So you want to basically capture more of their attention so you can show them how good a coach you are. So good places to send people to nurture them if they're like, I'm not ready to sign up yet, or it's too expensive, which is the standard one. You want to send them to a podcast. That's a really good way to get them to know you, like you, trust you. Or an email list, or your Substack or blog, or a specific resource. If you're doing an email list, ideally it's more of an email funnel. Or if you're like, oh, you said you don't want to track calories, here's a Substack article I did on the 3-to-1 method, which will show you how to lose fat without tracking calories. That's something specific based on what they've asked for, right? Not just, can I add you to my email list where I'll send you random updates of things? Like, make it specific to what they're struggling with. Oh, Emma, you're not ready to sign up, but given that you struggle with X, I just thought this might be useful to you. That's you going out of your way to help them, and they'll appreciate that. So be specific with the resource. Or it might be an email funnel. So an example of this might be, I give out some menopause tips, but I email them to people. And then there's a follow-up after that of like checking how they got on, if they've got any questions or anything. So you can have a bit of a follow-up process. Now, all of these have pros and cons. And I would use all of them, right? And I would use them in different ways for different people. And different people ingest information in different ways. So you might get someone who, I don't know them, but doesn't like podcasts, or someone who really doesn't read emails, right? Lots of people. So you might want to push them to somewhere else. But having options of all of them, and sometimes it's the same information in different formats, is very useful. As an example of this, I did this as a thread post that I posted on Instagram the other day. Now, obviously, I didn't rattle on and give loads of examples of each thing. I just did like bullet point version of this. So there, it's an Instagram post, and now it's going to be a podcast. Great, two birds, one stone, right? And if anyone was like, oh, Emma, I'm just really struggling with leads, I might be like, have you tried listening to this episode, Jenny? I think it might be exactly what you need. And if you're ready to sign up for mentoring, here's where you can book a call. Giving them value, right? That was the first part. Where are you sending them to be nurtured? The second part is reach out. Reach out to them again. If they're not ready at the moment, follow up with them. On AFM, we use a lead tracker for this because you're definitely not going to remember. But your warmest leads are the ones who have already reached out to you. You might, like, sometimes it's easy to get in the headspace of like, oh, well, I spoke to them, they weren't ready. Or I spoke to them, they said it was too expensive. That's out of the question. Most people come back to you. So your warmest leads are the ones that you've probably turned a blind eye to because you're like, yeah, they filled in an application form and then they said it was too expensive, so I'll just ignore them. No. What they're saying is, I need to be nurtured. I need to see the value in what you do before I'm willing to pay for it. So I would give it a week or two and then I'd touch base with them. Hey, how have you found that episode of the podcast? Or you said you were struggling to fit in those workouts. Did you try that shorter one I sent you? How was it? Reach out to those people. The only way that you'll know that is if you use the lead tracker. Which kind of leads me to the third point, which is remember things about them, right? This is like kind of your USP. So you can use the lead tracker for this too. And you might note down one or two things. So it might be like, oh, Emma, I don't know, she runs her own business, so I could ask something about that. Or she's got a dog, so I could ask something about that. Or she was waiting to sign up until she came back from holiday, so I could ask her how a holiday was. Just a little note, something about them, so that you can mention it, so you remember them, right? And this means that, unfortunately, you can't use like a random VA to do all of this. Like, it is meant to be personal because it's personal training. And that's your USP as a coach who doesn't have a generic app and 100,000 followers plus. They get to work with you and you're going to remember their dog's name and where they're going on holiday and what that trip to the doctors was about. Show them that that is the kind of coaching support they're going to get when they work with you. That's what they'll value. So those three things of nurture people, reach out to people, and remember will completely change the amount of leads that you actually get to sign up in your business. And honestly, most people need to stop looking for more and start focusing on what's right in front of them, because the chances are you don't need more followers, you need more engagement. You don't need more leads, you need more nurturing. You don't need more time, you need to be better at prioritizing how you spend your time. And you probably don't need more knowledge, you need to actually start taking action. And if you want our help to do that, click the link in the show notes, take some action, book that call in, and let's see if you're a good fit for AFM.